from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gentlemen, J.J. Redick is the Lakers' new head coach. Signed a 4-year contract. You want a little tidbit? We debuted this game last week. Some tidbits on this J.J. Redick.
Oh, tidbits. That's right.
Yeah, a couple tidbits.
I thought we were going to play Guess His Ethnicity. We debuted that as well.
Mm-mm. We vetoed that very quickly.
Here's the thing, though. I won that game yesterday, so I'm a little disappointed that we've we vetoed
you're
it.
You're the champion. We'll just leave it at that.
No, you guessed Joe Zagacki was Polish?
Yeah, like Anglo.
She said Northern Europe.
Yeah, like Northern, Eastern Europe.
It's closer than me. I said Kenyan.
Well, I said Italian. Well, let's play again. Pick someone in my book. Now, go ahead. Give us a tidbit. This was a good game.
Tidbits.
Yeah, I need something. I need to spice this up a little bit.
What do you mean something? I just did it. What do you mean?
Hit him again. Tidbit.
So J.J. Redick is going to coach LeBron James. J.J. Redick was drafted 3 years after LeBron James was drafted.
I have a feeling, my guess, this is going to be an epic disaster. Yep. That's just my guess.
And LeBron is going to lie when it does and said he had nothing to do with the hire and he was just playing for the team.
Because here's the thing. Now, J.J. Redick is, he is bullheaded. He knows basketball. He's very good at basketball. They call him a basketball savant all the time on ESPN. But he is bullheaded. LeBron James, I don't know if you've noticed, bullheaded. Mm-hmm. LeBron, not that he would say this out loud or even consciously think it, but LeBron knows, I got J.J. Redick the head coaching job for the Lakers. Because I did the podcast with him, because I let it be known. He did the same thing with Shabazz Napier down here, right? Without, I did this. So now LeBron goes into the season with this, I got you everything. J.J. Redick, he's going to run rotations the way he wants to. He's going to run plays the way he wants to. He's going to sub the way he wants to. There's going to be a problem because I don't think J.J. Redick has the ability to bend. I think he's a very – most savants, they know what's right, and they don't need to hear anything else. And if things go south for a second and LeBron feels like J.J. Redick isn't appreciative enough of what he gave him – and I'm not saying that he gave it to him. I'm just saying in LeBron's head, I could see this becoming just an epic disaster.
And with the teammates. And with knowing that LeBron had a lot to do with this, seeing the podcast stuff, all the stuff that's going on, if I'm a teammate and my numbers go down, my minutes go down, are you looking at JJ? You looking at LeBron? Because
you're looking at LeBron.
They're attached at the hip now. And I don't think that's a good idea to have your head coach and your best player attached at the hip like that, knowing that they're friends, knowing that they're 3 years apart or whatever it is. Yeah, I'm with you, Hawk. I don't think this works.
But is it like an unmitigated disaster how the Bucks' recent coaching hire went? Adrian Smith, was his name, that by December, remember, it was his first opportunity to be a head coach. And by December, Doc Rivers was in there, quote unquote, consulting. And then three weeks later, he took the job right from underneath him.
I don't know. I don't know. It just depends how good they are. Problem is, I don't know if they're very good.
They make the playoffs. They're 5-8. They're in the play-in round, probably.
If it's the same team.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, if they go out and get some dogs, hell, J.J. Redick can play Sudoku on the sideline. They go out and put a super team together. Yep.
So does this confirm LeBron's back in L.A.? Not that there was much doubt, by the way, but
yeah,
J.J. Redick isn't taking that job without a surefire commitment from LeBron James, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's not going there to coach Anthony Davis and Gabe Vincent.
And they're wasting a spot on the bench for Bronny, so now they got 14 in the rotation. It's going to be trouble.
I think Rich Paul came out and said they are not a package deal. Like, I don't think LeBron wants to play on Bronny's team anymore. Like, they've made it kind of clear over the last couple of weeks. I don't think they want that.
15 years ago, he said that.
No, I get it. But now when you get close to it and you start playing out in your head, like, how things could end up and what kind of situation that puts Bronny in. When, like, I if I'm LeBron, I wouldn't want to be on his team. If I thought he was a top five pick and a surefire NBA star, which is what he thought probably 15 years ago when he said it, then yes, because this isn't about daddy or me or nepotism or, you know. And so I don't think LeBron wants that anymore.
And when they get off the bus, Bronny is signing more autographs than Gabe Vincent.
Right. I don't think LeBron wants that.
But that's everywhere. It doesn't matter if he's playing with LeBron.
He goes to Atlanta.
It's magnified. No. But it's magnified if he's on the team with dad.
I get you. But here's my thing. And I agree with what you're saying, by the way. But then why come out of college after a half a season, if the plan isn't to play with your dad? Because he could have played a full collegiate season this upcoming year, wherever he wanted to. Any team in the U.S. would have taken him. He could have played a full season and really, like, developed his game, worked better at his game, and potentially had a better situation coming into the NBA next year. And B, why is he only working out for the Suns and the Lakers? Those are the only two teams he agreed to workouts with, which makes no sense, because if he feels like he's really going to get drafted, not the Lakers or the Suns who would use him in better roles. It would be bad teams that could draft him and actually have him, you know, getting playing time this upcoming season. Right. But he only worked out with the Lakers or Suns. To me, that says he feels like he's going to go undrafted and he's going to sign with the LA Lakers.
I'll say this. I would say the reason he came out early is because his dad's very smart. Bronny's not becoming an All-American. He doesn't have the talent, and he had a cardiac arrest in college. If I have any medical problems, I want to be in the league with the best doctors in the world.
His dad's LeBron James, bro. Come on. He could.
I'm kind of with that as well. I don't think that there's going to be a marked difference if I play another year collegiately or I go pro, then probably you just go pro.
But how wouldn't there be a massive difference if he's going to achieve the level of basketball that both him and his dad believe? Then another year makes him better no matter where he is.
Another year of college didn't make LeBron better. He didn't need it.
Great players don't need college.
LeBron was coming out number one overall. Bronny might not get drafted.
I get it. But I wonder if a year collegiately, like if they sit down with their representation, Rich Paul and whoever, and they say another year collegiately, is he a top 10 pick realistically in the NBA? And they look at who's playing and they might be like, no, he's not.
No. But going off of what you were saying, like he doesn't want to be LeBron's son. Guess what? Coming out this way, you're looked at if he's drafted.
No. I didn't say he doesn't want to be LeBron's son. Drafted. I said LeBron doesn't want the issues that would come with it. Not Bronny.
So, Solana, you want to go higher in the draft to make more money. Bronny James is not worried about money. You want to go higher in the draft for what? And also, you want to develop your game? I would rather develop my game in an NBA organization than develop my game with some slappy college coach.
I'm with you. But if you're Bronny James and you get drafted this year, The only reason why you're getting an opportunity is because you're LeBron James' son. Period. End of story. If this, if his name wasn't Bronny James, he wouldn't get drafted. He wouldn't have even gotten an invite to the draft combine, and there would be maybe a few teams giving him workouts after, invitations to summer league teams, maybe based on his what he did in college, maybe. So if you're coming out this year, you're banking on teams drafting you only because of who your dad is. And if you're trying to get away from that, to me, it would have made more sense. Go back and prove yourself.
I don't think he's trying to get away from that.
I do. I think this is more Bronny not trying to be under the wing of his dad than LeBron saying, I don't want to play with my son. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I want to get away from, you know, the wings of my dad, but use your dad as leverage to get drafted by a team. I don't think it works both ways.
But he hasn't said either of those.
He has.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's talked about this publicly, where he's talked about everybody knowing him for who his dad is, and he wants to be his own man, and he wants to be his own NBA player. He wants to have his own career.
Yeah, but anybody wants that. I don't think that's out of the ordinary.
And I'm a big leave when you can guy. Just, and like I said, it's not about money. It's not about your draft position. Just get into a top-notch organization. And all NBA, just the NBA is a top-notch organization. Get up there and work with those guys. The hell with these college dudes. I got way better sitting next to Zach Thomas than I would talking to Matt Ferrier in the room.
Tidbits.
This is the fourth coach in the LeBron era. No Lakers coach for the Lakers. No Lakers coach has lasted more than 3 years since Phil Jackson retired.
Wow.
J.J. Redick, by the way, retired in 2021, now coaching LeBron, who is about to enter his 22nd season as an NBA player after being drafted 3 years prior to J.J. Redick. It's crazy, bro.
J.J. Redick freestyles.
He does?
Yep. He raps like Eminem.
J.J. Redick does?
Yep. We had him on the podcast. He wouldn't do it on air, but after when he took the mic off, he could really like rap, but it's all written. He wrote it in college. He has it memorized.
That's like Solana with his rhymes.
He has none.
No J.J. 6, though.
Throw straight filth.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.